Drumsticks were his treasure trove.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 376. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by the Pixies. That is the Tenement Song from the band's new album, Head Carrier, that came out just last week, September 30th, on Play It Again, Sam America Records. That is the band's first album to feature the new bass player, Paz Linchantin, maybe I'm pronouncing that right, who was kind of touring bass player for them for a while, but has worked out well enough that they brought her in, and she's definitely part of the album. And you can hear her, not only in backing vocals, but actually hear the bass that doesn't sound like just a studio musician, that somebody with some real soul was in there. And I think this makes it a better album than their first reunion album. In fact, this one's actually really good. Even kind of judging it with the back catalog, it feels a lot like the back catalog, sometimes a bit too much, but you can't fault a band for returning to sounds that everyone loves and that they invented themselves, right? Anyway, music for you this week. Let's go ahead and play some. This is a track by Gurr. The song is called Computer Love.
Love.
Thank you.
Is Lacera with the song Magic in Your Eyes. That's on the new EP Queens, which came out September 30th on Polyvinyl Records. Lacera is, of course, the project of Katie Kickball Goodman from Vivian Girls and other projects. I think I played part of her covers album just a few weeks ago on the podcast. Lacera is out on the road and will be playing Kansas City soon, so chances are she's playing somewhere near you as well. This EP is good because it's kind of more of a band sound. It's definitely not just a solo Katie Goodman. Her husband plays a very large role in the album, much like the album, but the EP even more so, because they go back and revisit some of the songs on the album and kind of play them like they've played them live, and there's just a lot more rock happening on there. So definitely an EP worth checking out. Not a lot of filler on there. Give that one a listen. Before that, we heard from Gurr. That's a band from Berlin, Germany. The song played was Computer Love, and that's on the In My Head album, which doesn't come out till October 14th on Duchess Box Records. This is a fantastic record, definitely one that you're going to want to pick up if you're into that indie pop world, with some real fun, bouncy, kind of lo-fi punk rock spunk to it. I don't know. I can't say enough good things about it. You're going to want to pick that one up. There's some really good songs on there. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. All right, that's out of the way. Let's play a track here from the new Say Yes tribute to Elliott Smith. This is Juliana Hatfield with the song Needle in the Hay. Thank you.
strung out and thin, calling some friend, trying to cash some check. He's acting dumb, that's what you've come to expect. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay. He's wearing your clothes, head down to toes, a reaction to you. You say you know what he did, but you idiot kid, you don't have a clue. Sometimes they just get caught in the eye, you're pulling him through. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay. Touching this dirty retreat, falling out, sixth and power, a dead sweat in my teeth. Gonna walk, 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 four more blocks, plus the one in my brain. Down, downstairs, to the man, he's gonna make it all okay. I can't be myself, I can't be myself, and I don't wanna talk. I'm taking the cure, so I can be quiet whenever I want. So leave me alone, you ought to be proud that I'm getting good marks. Needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay, needle in the hay. Needle in the hay.
we're just rushing through things here today. We started that set off with Juliana Hatfield with the song Needle in the Hay. That is, of course, an Elliott Smith song and is on the Say Yes, a tribute to Elliott Smith, which comes out October 14th on American Laundromat Records. That is a very, very good album. Of course, Elliott Smith, super talented, wonderful musician, great song. So that's a good start. But the bands, I don't know, they really inhabit the space, and it's very nice. My favorite ones, I think, were kind of all the, you know, Massachusetts artists. Lou Barlow is really good. The Juliana Hatfield, the Tanya Donnelly, so many excellent artists, but it's kind of all the Western Mass artists that I think do it best, which is fun because so many people think of Elliott Smith as a Portland artist, but while he's from there but he spent his college time at Hampshire in Western Mass, and I think that's where he found his voice, and I think it's interesting that so many area artists find that same spirit that he did, and bring that same life into the song. So it's a good one. Give that one a listen. And I think you're going to, if you like Elliott Smith, you probably already have that one on your list of things to pick up. I'm not telling you anything new. After that, we heard from Computer Magic. That's a project out of Brooklyn, New York, from Danielle Johnson, Dan's. And the song I played there is Lonely Like We Are, and that's on the Obscure But Visible EP. Just came out October 7th on Channel 9 Records here in the U.S. And I'm not sure even how I came across that one, but it's light and fluffy, and sometimes that's the mood you want, as you kind of just like to, I think she calls it cosmic pop, and I like that. That's a good one. It allows you to drift away nicely. Anyway, I want to get the business out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 376. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Twitter and Facebook at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, the 8th, Taco Cat playing at Jackpot, the 9th, Quintron and Miss Pussycat at the Record Bar, the 9th, Brujeria at the Riot Room, the 12th, Cigaroos at Midland, 13th, L-Storm and Necroglobicon at the Riot Room, 13th, Bare Hands at the Record Bar, the 14th, Lucera at the Riot Room, as promised, also the 14th is Shona Knife at the Record Bar. That's the 15th, Shona Knife is at the Record Bar. The 18th, Rasputina at the Riot Room. The 20th, Malevolent Creation at the Riot Room. 20th, Bongzilla at the Riot Room. Same night, two different shows, same time, I think just two different rooms. Share UK reunion on the 21st at Record Bar. Group Love at the Uptown on the 21st as well. The 22nd, the Too Much Rock single release at Mills. That will feature Hip Shot Killer. And I think I'll probably have a track for you next week. That'll be the next single on the series, but we'll talk about that more next week. On the 22nd, Black Pussy are playing at the Riot Room. 26th, Dean Ween and Meat Puppets are at the Record Bar. The 28th, Margot Price at Knuckleheads. 29th, Cave Girls at Davies, and the 31st, Beach Slang and Bleached at Tank Room for your Halloween spooky pleasure. That's where I will be for sure. Looking at the website, as of this exact moment, not much there, but by the time you hear this, hopefully I'll have up some photos and video of Tommy Stinson from Thursday's show in Dallas. Friday's I caught Deco Auto and Nan and the One Night Stands playing Revolution Records in store for First Fridays, and hopefully I'll have photos and video of those up soon. Anyway, one track left, and if you're looking at your watch, you think, man, I've got a lot of time left. It must be a long one. Uh-oh, I hope it's not black metal. Sorry, it's black metal. It's that time of the year, right? Things are supposed to be spooky. I'm going to play a track here by Winter Filleth. This is a band from Manchester in the UK, and I've played them on the podcast before. I'm going to play something from the new album, The Dark Hereafter, out on Candlelight and Spine Farm Records. I think last week, September 30th, I think was the release date on that. The track I'm going to play here is called Pariah's Path, and it is everything you want in black metal. So thank you very much for listening. We're going to end things here. We'll talk again next week.